In Northwest news from KPLU, the FDA is proposing ending the lifetime ban on gay blood donors, but there would still be restrictions, and that disappoints activists who have been pushing for change. KPLU's Paula Whistle reports.
Under the new rules recommended by the Food and Drug Administration, gay men wouldn't be prohibited outright from giving blood, as is the case now. Rather, if they swore they hadn't had sex with another man in the past year, they could go ahead and donate. Randall Russell, who directs the Lifelong AIDS Alliance in Seattle, says the policy is still unfairly discriminatory.
If I am a female who might have had 5 sexual partners in the last 12 months, I'm not ruled out from giving blood. And that person may actually be at higher risk than a person who is monogamously in a relationship with another man.
And he points out all blood is tested for infectious diseases such as HIV before it's used. Russell does say the move by the FDA to allow some gay men to donate blood is a step in the right direction. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.